الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله.
Our heart and mind. Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that a person who recites salawat upon me once, the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal will send 10 blessings for that person. Sallu al Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, once again, I welcome you to this beautiful discussion, this beautiful episode whereby we are discussing the pleasure of the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And Alhamdulillah, under the topic of the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, today the discussion that we are going to be having is regarding the protection of one's tongue. How to use your tongue to please the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. How to avoid things that bring displeasure to the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. But before we start this conversation, let us make some beautiful intentions. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that the intention of a believer is better than his action. And the more good intentions that one makes, is the more blessings and rewards that one will obtain from the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Therefore, let us make some good intentions that insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, I will sit and watch this silsila from the beginning to the end. And I'll sit and watch this silsila only and only for the pleasure of my Rabb and Creator, Allah Azza wa Jal. Then let us make a good motherly intention that insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, whatever we learn from the silsila, we will do our best to practice and act upon it. And inshallah, Azza wa Jal will do our level best to convey the message to the others as well. And let us make this good intention that inshallah, Azza wa Jal, whenever we hear the name of our beloved and creator, our sustainer, the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, whenever we hear his name, we'll respond by saying, Azza wa Jal. And whenever we hear the name of our beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the coolness of our eyes, we'll reply by saying, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we are discussing a beautiful subject. We are discussing a beautiful topic, which is the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. I mean, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we discussed in the previous sentences, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us for His worship only. And in order to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we worship Him so that He must be pleased with us. Every act and practice that a Muslim performs, every act that a Muslim does, is only and only for the pleasure of the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And today's discussion, we are discussing regarding how can one use the tongue to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What are the things that a Muslim must avoid that will bring the anger of Allah Azza wa Jal? What are the acts that one will do or things that one may say with the tongue that will bring the displeasure of Allah Azza wa Jal? Because if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is displeased with you, then the mercy will be deprived from the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. And if a Muslim dies in this condition, that is why some of the Salafus Salihin, they always make dua. And what was the dua? They would say, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, do not take my life when you are displeased with me. They would say, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, only take my life when you are pleased with me, Ya Allah. Therefore, it is very important that a Muslim lives his entire life for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. A Muslim should find means and ways of how to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A Muslim should find means and ways to avoid aspects of life, to avoid things that bring the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, things that bring the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And today, we are discussing things that one should avoid that will bring the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we are discussing how to use the tongue for the pleasure of the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. One of the things that bring the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is by using the tongue to make ghibat, by using the tongue to backbite your Muslim brother. Some of the scholars, they have stated that ghibah or backbiting means speaking about a Muslim in his absence and saying things that he would not like to have spread around or mentioned. So this is called ghibah. And my dear, respected Muslim brothers, the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal has stated in the Quran Majid, Allahu Akbar, Allah Azza wa Jal gives an example of ghibat in the Quran Majid. An example that we should all ponder upon. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do not backbite each other. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, would you love to eat the flesh of your Muslim brother? Allahu Akbar. Meaning when you backbite your Muslim brother, physically, it may appear as if you are not consuming his flesh. But in reality, the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal says that when you backbite your Muslim brother, when you say things in the absence of your Muslim brother, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Quran Majid, that do not backbite one another. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives an example and he says, أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ, does any one of you, would you like to eat the flesh of your Muslim brother? Allahu Akbar. This is an example that is made by the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And it is for all of us to ponder upon. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when you baptize your Muslim brother, the reality of it is that you are consuming his flesh. My dear listeners and viewers of Fatani Channel, would you be able to consume the flesh of your Muslim brother? Would you be able to eat the flesh of your Muslim brother? In reality, not any of us would be prepared to consume flesh of a human being. But here in this verse of the Quran Majid, the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, our Creator, Allah Azza wa Jal states that when you bite your Muslim brother, when you talk ill of your Muslim brother behind his back, the reality of it is that you are eating his flesh. Dear listeners and viewers of Mother Channel, today in our homes, you find that family members sit and backbite about each other. Our tables at home, when eating at home, our meals are not concluded up until we have made that backbite. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated in a beautiful narration, he states that إِيَّاكُمْ وَالْغِيبَةِ فَإِنَّ الْغِيبَةَ أَشَدُّ مِنَ الزِّنَا. Allahu Akbar. This is a statement for all of us to ponder upon. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam states that to backbite is worse than committing zina. And he continues and he says that when a person commits zina, he may go back to the court of Allah Azza wa Jal and repent. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is capable of forgiving him. But a person who makes ghaibat, a person who backbites about his Muslim brother, no matter how many times that person may ask for forgiveness from the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Azza wa Jal will never forgive him up until the person whom he made ghibat about, the person whom he was backbiting, up until that person forgives him, Allah Azza wa Jal will not forgive him. So dear listeners and viewers of Quran Channel, backbiting is indeed a great and major sin. And one of the sins that we should avoid to bring the pleasure of the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal is the sin of speaking lies. And many of us are habitual of speaking lies. Some people speak lies to such an extent that lying becomes part of their daily lives. Some people speak so much of lies to such an extent that they lie and lie until they start even believing their own lies. And indeed, this is a great sin, and the sins bring punishment in the grave for the person. So a person, a true Muslim, should try their level best to avoid speaking lies. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam states in a hadith sharif that a person speaks lies up until he is called a liar in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allahu Akbar. A person speak lies up until in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that person is known to be a liar. Imagine in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal for you to be known as a liar. And lying starts from little things. A person starts lying about minor things. And then from there, it becomes a habit, whereby in order to come out of every situation, a person always comes up with a lie. And a person starts lying and lying and lying until lying becomes part and parcel of his life. And a person who is habitual to lying, many times in society, people do not respect that person. And at times, a person lies to such an extent that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exposes him, and people know him to be a liar. You know, and at times, in order to cover up for one lie, a person has to end up speaking 100 lies. Why? Because if you lie about something, at times you tend to forget what you said. And in order to cover up for that one lie, you have to speak 100 lies to cover up for that one lie. So it is so important that a Muslim must become truthful in all his aspects. Because when you are truthful, that is the reality. And if you are questioned about it in the next 5 years, 3 years, you'll always say the same incident, the same story, with the same words. Why? Because that is the haqq. But if you lie, every time that you tell that story, you have to always keep coming up with the story. And at times, we speak lies to entertain the others. You know, it just to bring people closer to us. In order to entertain people by making jokes, we start telling lies. And then we become habitual of speaking lies. And this becomes part of our daily routine. Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani Ghaus Al-Azam, Peer Pirani Dastagir, you know, he has taught us a lesson that each and every parent must install in their children. Teach your children from a young age not to speak lies. At times we as parents, in a certain way, we encourage this habit of lying in our children from a young age, whereby we start lying to them. You know, at times, we go out shopping with the child, and the child does not want to come along. And we lie to the child and we say, "Beta, if you come, I will buy you a toy." Or at times, in order to make a child sleep in the night, or to scare a child, we make statements such as, if you don't sleep, boogeyman will come and take you. We make this type of statement, and in reality, we are installing an attribute in them. We are installing a wrong character, a wrong concept in them, that it is okay to lie. You know, at times, even when a person comes to visit that we do not want to entertain, the mother or father says to the child, "Go to the door and inform the person that your mommy is not around or daddy is not around." And the poor child goes to the door and lies. So you have installed a quality, you have installed a mindset and a concept in your child that it is okay to lie. So Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani, his mother gave him one nasiha before he left out to go and study. And the mother said to Sarkar Ghaus Al-Azam, "That beta, promise me one thing." And what was the promise? The mother said, "My son, promise me that you will never speak a lie in your life." No. "Promise me that you will never speak a lie in your life." And Sarkar Ghaus Al-Azam, he makes this promise to his mother that, "Ma, my mother, my beloved mother, I will never speak a lie in my life." And after Sarkar Ghaus Al-Azam lives, the caravan that he was traveling with, a few criminals came and attacked it. And they looked at everyone that was in the caravan. And Sarkar Ghaus Al-Azam's beloved mother, she had stitched some coins in the coat of Sarkar Ghaus Al-Azam. And when these people searched, they robbed and looked at every person that was in the caravan. And they ignored this one child that they could see. Because they thought to themselves that, what can a small child have? After looting everyone, one of the criminals decided to approach Sarkar Ghousul Azam. And he inquires from him and he says, "What do you have?" Sarkar Ghousul Azam replied and said, "I have this amount of dirhams that my mother had put and stitched inside my coat." The criminal did not believe. He says, "Are you sure?" Sarkar Ghousul Azam says, "Yes." And this criminal goes and he calls the leader of the gang. And when the leader of the gang arrives, he also asks the same question, "How much do you have?" Sarkar Ghousul Azam, with full honesty, he says, "I have this amount of coins that my mother had stitched inside my jubba." The leader of the gang cuts the coat and jubba of Sarkar Ghousul Azam. And from there, the coins, the exact amount that Sayyidina Sarkar Ghousul Azam had mentioned, came out from the jubba, from the jacket. And the leader of the gang was quite amazed and surprised by this, and inquired from him and he said, "You could have lied to me. Why did you speak the truth? I mean, if you lied, we would have not even thought that you might have had this amount of money with you. Why did you speak the truth? What has inspired you to speak the haqq?" And Sarkar Ghousul Azam replies and says that, "When I left my mother in the village, I made a promise to my mother that I will never speak a lie in my life." The criminal says that, "So you mean that you spoke the truth only and only because of the promise that you made to your mother?" Sarkar Ghousul Azam says, "Yes." The criminal says that, "You are such a young man, and in order to follow the orders and commands of your mother, in order to fulfill a promise that you have made to your mother, you did not lie about the money that was in your possession. And I have lived my entire life disobeying my Creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have lived my entire life displeasing my Creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." This leader of the gang made tawbah and repented in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all his followers also made tawbah and repented in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they became great saints in the court of Allah azza wa jal. Therefore, dear listeners and viewers of Qatani Channel, a madani pool for us to derive from this incident is the honesty of Sarkar Ghousul Azam. You know, honesty always brings success. How many homes and families have broken apart because of lies, because of dishonesty? How many business partners have cut ties? You know, business was coming right and they have cut ties because one was lying to the other. Dear listeners and viewers of Qatani Channel, may Allah Azza wa Jal grant us ability to protect our tongue. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us ability for us to be among those who use their tongues to remember the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who use their tongue for the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal, for the remembrance of His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.